America's season of gift-giving seems to grow increasingly materialistic. But this year, thanks to the pandemic, more and more of us have much less to spend, barely getting by on smaller incomes than usual, or are out of jobs entirely. So many people are seriously cutting back on present buying. This week, I'll be focusing on holiday gift ideas for bird lovers. Today, I'll start out with things that are absolutely free or as close to free as possible. If you know a bird lover stuck in a hospital or nursing home right now, photos of beautiful birds, especially ones they personally know and love, can brighten their days at least a little. If you want to give someone bird art and you already have a computer and a reasonably good printer, for the cost of paper and ink, you can print out bird photos from my website. Most are not magazine quality, but some actually are. If you don't have a good printer, you can put any of my photos on a thumb drive and take it to one of the many stores that make prints. My photos are all copyrighted, but I herewith grant permission to my radio and podcast listeners and readers of my blog to print them for personal use or for gifts that will be for personal use. My blog entry for December 12, 2020 gives you the instructions for finding photos and downloading them. When I spent time in the hospital in recent years, I loved putting on headphones and listening to bird songs, both to block out all the hospital noises and to escape to lovelier settings. Except for snowmobiles and the roaring wind during winter storms, we're into the quietest time of year outside, right when we need balm for the soul more than ever. And for me and many other birders, sounds are even more evocative than photos. Each species page on my website links to any birdsong recordings I've made that feature that species. Some are fairly good. And my ambient birdsound page has lots of longer recordings. Some of those are especially nice. I made one that lasts more than an hour and a half at nighttime in Panama when I was there in 2019. The howler monkeys are far enough away not to be too jarring, and it's a pleasing background when you're focused on something or just trying to fall asleep while your hospital roommate is watching television or chatting loudly on the phone. All my recordings are downloadable for free and can be added to your own music playlist software or can be recorded on a CD for shut-ins with a boombox or other player. Again, all my recordings are copyrighted and may not be used for commercial purposes without permission, but I herewith grant my listeners and readers permission to download and copy on CD or electronically any of my recordings for personal use or personal gifts. To encourage birds to come close to benefit both the hungry birds and people hungry to see them, you can make a simple peanut butter feeder by drilling holes into a thick branch about a foot long or so and screwing a hook into one end. Pine cone feeders are another great way of providing peanut butter to smaller birds. Just smear a lot of peanut butter into the spaces in an open cone and hang it in a tree. That's a time-honored project to do with children and much better for birds than anything with popcorn. Never use microwave popcorn for birds. If you really want to simplify, just scrape peanut butter right on a tree trunk. Best to do it in the same place from day to day. Squirrels love it, but so do chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers, including pileated. The few times I've had a boreal chickadee or two in my yard over the years, it's always been at my peanut butter, but at no other feeders. It's lots of pleasure for my birds. In a year like this, that's a definite win-win. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.